Well, as we head into the end of the year, we'll be checking in with different parts of the country that had a catastrophic 2017, from shootings to hurricanes to wildfires. And today we want to head to Northern California, as we just heard, tremendous loss of life in those wildfires. But thousands of homes and businesses were also destroyed in the October fires, adding to an already bulging homeless population. In Santa Rosa, officials cleared out an encampment under an underpass in November, thinking people would move to shelters, but they were full. Soon, over 75 tents sprang up behind the dollar store. City leaders are considering allowing more sanctioned parking spots where the homeless can sleep overnight. Jenny Lynn Holmes is well known in Santa Rosa as Senior Director of Shelter and Housing for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Santa Rosa. They are the largest nonprofit homeless services provider. Jenny Lynn, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we know you were raised in Santa Rosa, one of the hardest hit cities. They only had a 1% vacancy rate before the fires, and then 5% of the housing stock disappeared, burned, 3,000 homes gone. And by the way, having been raised there, do you know people who lost homes?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's a person you'll find in Santa Rosa or Sonoma County that doesn't know multiple people who've lost their homes.
Yeah.
It really touched so many different people of economic levels as well as just social status. And it's hard to look at the comprehensive amount of work we need to do to meet everybody's unique needs.
Well, we would presume that people maybe even in the higher income brackets who had home insurance are probably thinking of rebuilding. But what has happened to the people who were renting?
Yeah, so the renting population is the population that we're really focused in on. But additionally, we're really prepping and have already started seeing what we're kind of calling a second wave of victims. People who are being pushed out of housing, you know, their unit didn't burn, but because of the fire and this new market, it is completely taking them offline.
Well, let's explain. Zillow data indicates that between September and mid-October, so mid-October is way past the fires of the 8th, asking rents jumped 36% in Sonoma, 23% in Napa. I thought there was a California law that makes it illegal to raise rents by more than 10% after a disaster.
There is price gouging laws in place, but one of the things we're seeing is landlords who maybe lost their home in the fire have a second unit they were renting, and they're now, those people who are in that rental are being evicted so that they have a home to live while they rebuild.
So you talk about this second wave of people evicted. Are these people, given that rents are so high, are any of them becoming part of the homeless population?
Oh, absolutely. And we're kind of seeing the trend of what happened with the 2008 foreclosure crisis. We saw people entering homelessness for the first time ever after that, and we're predicting that to happen in the next few months here. And unfortunately, it seems like it's happening a little faster than it did with the 2008 foreclosure crisis.
Well, and your area, like just about every part of California, we've reported on how just the housing crisis and the lack of housing has just created this huge homeless community, including college students, people living in RVs, people living in tents. What's the thinking about the chronically homeless?
Yeah, so that's the important part of the conversation is, you know, we had these high priority issues for our community prior to the fire on October 7th. Then the fires hit October 8th and everything is magnified. Mm. And what's really important is as we're rebuilding as a community that we look at things holistically. We don't just address the people who were displaced directly by the fire in our rebuilding efforts.
Yeah, you know, one day, what a difference a day makes, because there had been this whole housing first move to get people out of these tent encampments. Jenny Lynn, what do you say to people who say, look, we understand people who were burned out by a fire or kicked out of an apartment because their landlord was burned out by a fire? You know, we need to help them. But people who are chronically homeless, they are just expecting that people like you, good-hearted people like you, will come up with ways to pitch tents on parking spots, and it doesn't help them. It just, the problem just becomes larger and larger. What would you say to them?
You know, as a community, we need to do better than having people sleeping in tents and in bushes and things like that. And we need to not be okay with that. As a solution for our community, we need to keep pushing for housing and capacity to end their homelessness on a long-term basis.
By the way, the median monthly rent is around $2,500, double the national average. The median home price, more than $600,000.
Yeah, and that's where we have to get creative as a community. And, you know, we've been looking at a lot of ways to do shared housing, and how do we pair people up that maybe couldn't afford housing separate, but together they can? Or how do we look at converting units? You know, we just converted a 104-unit motel into permanent supportive housing for chronically homeless and the homeless veterans. And those are the types of things that housing that can come online more quickly and, you know, get around the red tape to make housing possible for every person who needs it.
That's Jenny Lynn Holmes, Director of Shelter and Housing for Catholic Charities in Santa Rosa, California. By the way, we'll link you up. It is the holiday season, in case you want to help out. Jenny Lynn, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for, you know, talking about this very, very important issue. And, you know, our community is feeling a lot of emotions and trauma right now, but we're also feeling a lot of love and support from across the nation. So we're grateful for that.
Okay. Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much.